Welcome to Local SEO Today, a weekly podcast dedicated to business owners that cover topics in search engine optimization, advertising mediums, sales and marketing strategies, best practices, and latest trends in the digital marketing landscape. Brought to you by Roger Murphy and John Vong of Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada.
Hello and welcome to Local SEO Today. I'm Roger Murphy.
And I'm John Vaughn.
We want to welcome you to this podcast. John and I are in the SEO industry. We talk about how to get more lead generation for businesses all over North America. And today, for entrepreneurs and business owners that are watching this, we really want to talk on the topic of your Google My Business page. John, it's a huge thing.
It's so vital. If you're a small, medium-sized business and you're servicing a local community, right? We actually live in Toronto. Yep. We operate our business in Toronto, but we service throughout North America. Yep. So, majority of the small businesses here in Canada, I believe it's like 90% is operated and owned by small business owners, right? So if you currently own a small business, have you claimed and optimized your Google My Business listing?
Yes, and the Google My Business page is really, we've heard it described in certain in seminars we've been in, it is the landing page that Google wants to drive people to. Yes, there's your website, which will be linked there, but a Google My Business page, John, has so much content.
Yeah, so Google owns their own real estate, right? So the more real estate that you can provide them so that they can actually display some of the service products, images, videos of what you're offering, the better, right? So, you know, especially for branding purposes as well, right? Someone that knows you by name, they may see your knowledge panel and then have everything they need to make a decision.
And I see, because we're in this industry, I see on a regular basis when I'm reaching out to potential clients that, you know, are looking to come on board, their Google My Business page is not optimized. It's not done properly.
Yeah, so we're gonna just go through the big steps in terms of how to claim it, what to do, and fully optimize it. So the first thing you have to do is really have full ownership of that Google My Business page. So that's really claiming your Google My Business page. You can just Google how to claim your Google My Business page. Typically, what there's going to be two options. You either get sent a postcard to just verify that you actually own that business at that given location that you put online.
That's how Google verifies it.
Exactly.
They know that if it's sent to a physical address and the mail gets to you, it must be a physical address you own.
So. Yeah. And then you're going to have to put in a PIN code.
PIN number,
And it expires within X amount of days. So you just need to make sure that whenever you receive it, log back into your Google My Business page, enter that PIN code, and therefore now you're verified.
Yeah, and there's another one they could phone you also.
As well. So there, it's limited. I've only had an instance a couple times actually throughout the years, but there is an option for people to actually verify via phone as well. It's a lot quicker, but it's very rare that that happens. So once you verify your Google My Business page, then you should be inputting all the accurate information.
Sort of like loading the content, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the most important thing is keep making sure that your name, address, postal code, phone number, website URL is consistent, right? And it's very similar to how you would create citations, right? Where you put your information consistently and keep it the same in every single place out there.
And citations should be mentioned. That those are basically the millions of online directories that are out there. But the idea, as you say, John, is you must be consistent. Your NAP, your name, address, phone number, needs to be identical across all these platforms. So start right with your Google My Business page.
Yeah. The next most important thing to really consider is making sure you put yourself in the right category, right? Because typically what you want to do is look at who your major competitors are and just put yourself in the same category as them, right? I know Google allows you to have multiple categories, but the first category actually plays the has the most value,
most weight,
has most weight. So make sure you're putting putting yourself in the right category where all your major competitors are, and then you can also add some secondary, third categories in there as well.
Another really interesting thing you can do is actually ask questions and provide the answers at the same time. And this really is about giving good quality information to people searching on Google, and that's a very powerful thing.
Yeah, because it's their own knowledge panel. So the more FAQ, I would say, you have on there, the less people who will call you asking those questions, mm-hmm. because they'll actually see it right on the Google My Business right. page, right? So make sure that you're asking questions that you get asked the most, mm-hmm. right? And you can actually ask and answer it yourself, mm-hmm. right? So instead of waiting for someone to actually ask it, just do it yourself.
That's right. And what it does, it just, again, adds more quality content to your own Google My Business page. And that's so powerful because, again, this is your new landing page.
Really. Exactly. So the next thing I want to talk about is uploading the right images mm-hmm. or videos, mm-hmm. right? So just like anything, you want to upload quality images. Mm-hmm. Today, everyone's phone has very high megapixels, mm-hmm. right? So the quality is very sharp. Make sure that you're able to upload quality images because it's your first impression,
yep.
right? Google is going to upload images based on what they deem fit for, you know, your business, right? You can upload 20 of them, but they're gonna only put you, your cover or the focus one on what they deem the best suited mm-hmm. for your business.
Interesting. So the next one, or you know, in terms of what we're really doing is if you can visualize the Google, your Google My Business page, we're adding, we're filling up this page with really valuable content. The next thing, and we all do it, and it's been going on for years now, is reviews.
Yes.
Ask your clients, reach out to your existing clients to write a review about you on their Gmail address, I guess, that'll go to Google. The Google My Business page.
Yeah, and you know, this becomes more and more important today, right? Because people are gonna use that information to judge you, especially mm-hmm. if they don't know who to use, right? Mm-hmm. It's great that you're gonna get referrals from your existing customers or people that they know, but they're also gonna double check you, mm-hmm. right? It's like another place that people wanna feel assured that you're a quality business. Mm-hmm. If you're running a good business, typically your review should be 4.5, 4.7, 5 star. Mm-hmm. But the more reviews you get, the better, mm-hmm. right? And focus on not just any review, but commenting on the reviews yes. is as important.
Exactly.
Right?
Because in the real world, there's going to be positive reviews. There will be negative ones. We're in a world where you're not going to serve and satisfy everyone. But as long as you say, John, respond to each one. Respond to the positives. Respond to the negative ones just to show them, please reach out to me. If there was an issue, there was a service, if the service level fell down, reach out to me personally. These are the things you want to respond on your review page or on your review section.
Yeah, so, and another thing is depending on your industry, on Google My Business, you can actually upload certain things as well. So if you're a restaurant, you may be able to upload your menu, right? If you're a service-based business, you can actually upload appointments so that you can actually get people to the right appointment page on your website, right? So figure out how to optimize your service page, Google My Business page, based on your business, right? And make sure that you're linking properly, right? Because having dead links or improper links that don't really go anywhere has no value. I forgot to mention this section, which is right after you put your NAP, you can actually put a little blurb, and I believe it's between 750 to 1,000 characters, a little description about your business. Mm. So this gives you people who are reading that Google My Business page a little insight about who you are, what you started with, you know, just a little bit history, who you service,
sure.
what you're all about, right?
Kind of what the benefits of your business are, yeah.
Yeah, so it gives you a way to really sell your service. service product, right? What makes you different?
And so, NAP, which you just mentioned, is your name, address, phone number. That's the acronym for it.
Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, so this is on top of the NAP. It's below. It's like a description part. So populated. It's prime real estate. It allows you to just get people who are interested to read a little bit more about you before they even land on your website. Right?
One thing we didn't touch on, John, but in terms of when we're asking, or the business owners watching today, when they're asking for reviews, there are ways to automate it where you can send a link to your client where when they click on it, it will populate to the Google My Business page.
Yeah, so you can definitely have a system and process in place, right, to generate more reviews. There's also a lot of companies that actually just focus on reputation management and generate more reviews. That's one of the things that's very challenging for office, like dental offices or offices that actually have a huge volume of customers coming in every single day, right? So you have 100 plus clients come in every day. To really get your receptionist to do this, it may not be worth their time, right? So it may mean automating and work with another vendor that specializes in this, and it will lead to more positive reviews for your business, right? They have a process in place. The last thing I want to talk about is really posting, I guess it's a G+ post, right? So very similar to how you can post updates, newsletters, anything that's relevant in your industry, or repurpose some of the services that you offer. It allows, Google allows you to post it and it shows up for 7 days on the knowledge panel.
So do this weekly because it only lasts for a week at a time.
And not, if you have more than one thing going on that week, you can offer and post as many posts as possible, right? But however, that real estate, you probably shouldn't do more than 3 a week, just because it becomes a scrolling left, right.
Sure.
Right? So,
and the reality, again, it only lasts for a week at a time.
Yes.
Then it falls off. Kind of like Instagram, like your Instagram stories. They only last for a period and then they drop off.
So it's another way to amplify, say, a new blog post or anything new that's going on in your business. And hopefully it would garnish more clicks to your blog page, right? It's just another highlight of Google My Business, and it allows for fresh content on Google, right? So by optimizing everything, it allows you to really make use of the real estate Google allows you to have when someone does a search for
some, your actual business. Yeah.
For your business, right?
So that's how powerful this Google My Business page is. John, these have been terrific ideas, and I hope you, the viewer today, have grabbed a few of these ideas and tips and tricks, but it really is and will help their business if they optimize this thing properly.
Yeah, and it's always changing. They're always adding certain things on Google My Business. Like, you know how Facebook has this thumbs up or like? Well, Google My Business also has that as well, thumbs up. So it actually helps for if you have Q&A or reviews, ones that have, you know, local guide or someone that actually can have more thumbs up, it appears higher as relevance because you can actually sort by relevance or top reviews, lowest reviews. Things like that always comes up. Like, there's always something new going on. So just stay on top of that. I mean, there's not a lot of major drastic changes on Google. There might be, and this has been in the works, but there might be a paid section on Google My Business as well, where you might have to pay for certain things that they allow you for, right? So just stay on top of what's going on and, you know, just optimize it.
Exactly. So it's help your business, optimize it. There's some tips and tricks we've talked about today, and we hope you've benefited from it. John, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Roger.
And thank you for watching, and we'll see you again at Local SEO Today. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Please subscribe to Local SEO Today and tune in to our next episode.